four.
Do it in a different language. You have other languages?
Cinco. Yeah, cuatro.
Yeah.
Tres. Dos.
Bup.
Uno.
Bup. 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 Bada. Come up, boy. What? Yeah. Good. Boo. 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 That's good. So good. Dude, your improv skills are off the hook, bro.
Thanks, man. I like to scat.
I heard you were excellent Friday in the
I ABC, was looking for
ABC
your
CBS.
Face, sir.
ABC
I was
CBS
so excited.
Showcase for ethnic talent.
For ethnic talent.
I heard Chris Witowski was there.
Yeah, he was looking
and,
for you.
And I already told him I wasn't going to be there. I was in fucking... let me say something to you right now. While you guys play your Hollywood life with your Hollywood shows and your spas and your fucking...
Spas?
Women marches and everything, Papa has to go out in the world and make a living.
Moolah?
Okay. I have to go to radio and promote a Tiger Belly. I have to go out, and I'm out in the streets like an old salesman back in the 50s. Remember? Door to door.
Door to door.
And I'm going, hello. Hi. Good day to you today. Have you heard of Tiger Bellies?
What's that?
Oh, it's a fantastic podcast featuring three Asians and a ugly white dude with a beard with a really pink dick.
Oh.
Yeah. Would you like to listen?
Sure. How will this benefit my radio station?
Oh, my God. It'll benefit you in many different ways. You'll learn about the different kinds of Asians that are out there.
Oh,
Hmong.
There's more than one.
Yeah, there's Hmongs. There's the other ones.
Just Hmongs?
Yeah, there's the ones.
Okay.
Finally, only the Hmong are getting recognition.
Wow. What are those ones?
They were the forgotten
The
for
colorful
a while.
Ones with the falcons out in the fucking tundra.
The Mongolians.
Mongolians. You have those ones, right?
They're eagles.
We have the
right?
ones that go, Mao, Mao, and then they play Russian roulette.
Vietnamese? Oh,
yeah.
No, that's Chinese.
Whatever. Either one.
Either or. Interchangeable.
And then I go, would you listen?
You know what?
Yeah.
I think
we talk about God.
Oh, definitely.
And Jesus and stuff.
Definitely.
But not in a good way.
Oh
yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah, and we don't like Trumps.
Oh.
Anyway, so I've been out there hustling for us, you know. But, baby, tell me about the glorious day of the Women's March.
What do you want to know about?
Everything about it, because I know that you went with your sister and your ugly Asian friend and your mom. Mm-hmm. No, I love Jessica. I shouldn't. You know what? I want to say that again about
that
her.
So mean.
God, that's so fucking mean.
That's so mean.
And I really do, really love her. And I think she's very, you know.
No, you couldn't even say it.
No, I think that she's really like, you know, cute in a way where it's like, I don't get it, but I get why people get it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
she's also my favorite friend of yours. Like, you're the closest to her. I mean,
I do love her. And I don't know how. I don't want to.
Same
it happened.
People.
But it happened. And we're kind of the same. We were very combative. But there's a understanding there. Like, it's like fun, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when we punch each other in the face and stuff like that, it's fun.
Jesus.
But tell me about it, babe.
There's really not much to tell.
There's a lot to tell.
I'm sure everybody has been just flooded with pictures in the news cycle of that Women's March. But it was nice.
I heard it was packed. Like, you couldn't take the train down there.
Oh, the train was really packed. No, we got dropped off.
Nice.
No, it was nice. And I think that a lot of people who weren't there or who just choose to take the antagonistic side of things want to be like, well, what's the point? What's that for? You know, because they don't even want... They can't even accept that people aren't accepting the results. Like, they can't even. It's kind of like when you go there, you realize that there weren't just Democrats there. There weren't just, you know, what people label like extreme feminists there. There were a lot of older men who were ex-veterans with their wives dressed as in the Susan B. Anthony garb.
Funny.
And there were a lot of Republicans who.
Yeah, but
were
imagine
all about,
them going, I'm not going to go tomorrow. I mean, there's no.
That's not true. There was a man.
I know they want to be there, but you know, there's no other option though.
No, of course there's an option. There's a guy.
Oh,
who
really?
Still has
oh,
stitches.
Really? Like, I'm not gonna go tomorrow. Then the shit that he has to hear
from an 80-year-old woman. They've been together for like 40 years.
That's
at this
Titanic
point.
Age.
I'm just asking questions. You know, that's all.
There was a man who still had his stitches in from his chest tube. and him and his wife were alternating with the wheelchairs. So, and then and you kind of makes you think, like, you know, even us as like liberals, they always say, we always say like, oh yeah, just old white men at the top dictating our rights. But there are a lot of, there were a lot of old white men at the march. So we can't just throw everyone under the same category. And it makes you realize that, I mean, there were Republicans there who were fiscally conservative, but who just wanted, you know, women's rights to be upheld.
Yeah, but the women that voted for Trump weren't there.
Of course not.
So,
I mean, those are the women who are the still like the bitter naysayers who were.
And I
want
to see them, right? And I want to look at them, and I want to follow them.
follow them
in L.A. Dude, there's how many in L.A.?
Go to Santa Clarita. There are a bunch of
them. A lot of them?
But no, okay, the biggest takeaway from all of that was really positive. Just spending the whole day there, you felt a little less bitter, a little less angry, a little less divided. You did see people from all walks of life, all colors, all sexual orientations, and they just generally wanted to feel safe in America again. And I came home feeling a little bit more open-minded, you know, and not feeling so like defensive about my beliefs. And I thought that it was the most peaceful, calmest atmosphere, despite the fact that it almost hit a million people in the streets. It was really just nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah, everyone just was kind.
Every comic that I know, anyone that I know that's a guy that's in show business was there.
I mean, what does that matter?
I think that a lot of guys that I didn't think that would go went, and they were like involved. I think that made me feel good. I went to one in San Antonio. There was four people there.
And, really?
Yeah, there's four people. Yeah, and we walked by a police station, and I threw a pebble at the window.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That was your act.
I go, you know.
It's the bathroom window, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's what I did. And then, there was not one in San Antonio. In fact, you could feel nothing there. Mm. The shows were great.
I'm sure
I love the people. Maybe I didn't.
I'm sure there were. I think that, you know.
I don't think so. In fact, they told me before the shows, hey, can you not bring up Trump or anything like that?
They really?
Yeah, they did.
Wow.
And I go, why? Because San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas were all, they were all,
well,
blue.
San Antonio also has
all the towns around it, red. You know what I mean, are
military base there too.
Yeah, they were just like, just don't. And I go, all right. Not, I don't ever. Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll say something about Trump. But I just didn't. I missed it. I really did. And I wanted to go. But I have my favorite Trump now. It's Barron. And not in a funny way. I'm not trying to make fun of him. In fact, that writer from SNL that made fun of him.
Oh, Katie Rich.
Yeah, she should be, her ankle should be broken, because Barron is my favorite one. He's the hope.
Why is he your favorite?
The Great White Hope.
He's the great white hope. Because he, like, his mom tries to high five him, he won't do it.
Oh, you know, like, I mean? He's a rebel.
Yeah, and then she turns around and he tries to high five her head.
Wait,
yeah.
I haven't seen it.
While the camera's rolling. Yeah. He looks like he doesn't
hand
want
away.
To be there. Yeah. You know, he does this blinking thing, which is like, I think he's trying to like teleport or something. Like he has a
Morse code.
Maybe he has a power, or he's Morse code
like,
to like
get me out of here
to Malia. You know what I mean? Like
to Malia.
Right. Or Sasha. Like he's doing something.
Barron.
And I don't, you know, people make fun of him like he has autism. No, he's going to turn out to be two things.
Luke Skywalker.
Oh, Luke Skywalker. Shit. Right. But then three things. I forgot about that. Luke Skywalker, okay. Or he looks like an artist to me.
Oh, just one of those.
Like a, you know, like he's going to sing for a band, but like be anti, you know, anti-political, kind of like a rebel. Or he's American Psycho.
Mm.
Like he's going to snap and then like kill like 30
no,
other
but crazy No, but the American Psycho label has already been taken by his older brothers.
No.
Yeah, they're
no,
very
because
American
no, they
Psycho.
Haven't. No, I'll tell you why they're not American Psycho. They look American Psycho.
Purge.
But how old are they? 40? They haven't 30. Done anything violent yet.
That we know of.
And that we know of, right? True. But still, nothing like.
I think Barron's cute, and he brings me a lot of joy.
Yeah, he does.
And he's a funny kid, and he's 10 years old. Awesome. Of course, he's gonna fucking act up, you know. And he's a boy. Girls at that age are very easy to quiet down and. you know, they're not as wild as young boys. Young boys are very funny to me.
He's very funny. And I just hope that he's just different, you know? And that's my hope. And yeah, and I feel like I haven't accepted it.
Let's move on.
I don't want to dwell on it. I'm not going to talk about it. I know you told me not to. Okay. But
because we're talking in circles.
I understand that we're talking in circles. I'm not saying anything specific, okay? There is just a layer of embarrassment and also just a little bit of depression. Mm-hmm. When I turn on the news and I see him, it makes me feel like embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And that's all. And that's all I'm going to say about it. We're not going to dwell on it. But I saw a documentary when I was in San Antonio on HBO. And it's about Carrie Fisher and her mom.
Oh.
And I cried during it. Do you know why?
Why?
Well, you know how, you know that they're dead, right?
Yes.
Yes, Bobby. No,
but Gilbert doesn't know shit.
That's true. But yes, I do know this.
No, not dumb, but you're just like, you're, you know, dumb. I don't know nothing.
You're very smart.
You're just walking around. I don't know nothing.
I sometimes say that. I don't know nothing. But yeah, they died.
Yeah, they died a day apart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what I didn't know is that they had been virtually living with each other for 20 years.
I didn't know that.
Like they were, their houses are connected.
Oh, she was taking care of her mom.
No, vice versa. Oh. Vice versa. They were both taking care of each other. And her brother's very highly involved in their lives. Mm-hmm. And now in that, when you look at that, it just becomes sadder. You know, mm-hmm. Like if my mom died after I died the day after, it'd be really sad. But like I see her like three times a year.
I see.
You know, deceased. And that's now you know why she died is that she couldn't live without her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to say something right now, man. Because I didn't even know about her mom, really. Debbie Reynolds. She is fucking talented.
She's a star.
I mean, not even know. I mean, in the fucking 50s and 60s, the MGM years. Good morning. And then, like, some white dude would pick her up by the neck, and she would tap dance on a fucking piano. Yeah, she didn't give a fuck, right? She would, like, do, like, spins on her back in the mud, like, if she's doing a Western. I mean, she is... legitimately super. She reminds me of my friend Nicole Parker, who was on Mad TV with me. Mm-hmm. Like can sing and dance and act.
Triple threat.
And then not only that, right? She could do live performances.
Broadway.
But not Broadway, nightclub.
Oh.
She would go into the audience and tell jokes and riff. Mm-hmm. Like I respect that so much. And then she made Carrie Fisher sing when she was 14. And Carrie Fisher had a good voice. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she would sing in a deeper kind of more. She could have been a singer, I think, if she like developed her skill. And yeah, it's just, and then there's just a lot of drugs and resentment. And their fucking dad was a piece of shit, Eddie Fisher.
Yeah.
He left the family for Elizabeth Taylor because she was
the
neighbor.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then later on, Elizabeth Taylor and Debbie became really good friends.
Yeah, they did. And then later on, Eddie Fisher became virtually homeless.
Really?
He became destitute. Mm. So it's just a really good documentary. I just love to see. And you know what? And can I just say something? The last thing I want to say about it is that it gave me a sense of empowerment because there was this thing, right when Carrie Fisher is doing Star Wars, and she's just like, she's now at a convention, and she's like, I'm about to give celebrity lap dances, you know, and she goes out, and she charges money to sign, you know what I mean, posters, and she takes photos, and she thinks it's like being a stripper, but it's like, but it's like how I feel sometimes, you know, when I'm like, well, I do strip. I do strip during my show.
Do both.
I do both. Yeah,
stripping and
but like you know, there is a sense of like, you know, when I go out and you know after the show and you take photos and stuff. I like seeing my fans and I like seeing the people showed up. I'm really grateful by it, but there is a sense of like you know, it doesn't feel that mystique that you know being you know, not a celebrity, but somebody that's known.
I'm sure you, it loses its excitement after you get approached, you know, daily, right? After
yeah, but while, I'm also, like, I feel like I'm nice. I feel like nice.
You're
I
really, extremely
I
nice.
I really like, you know, them, and I want to take photos. They pick me up. They do to pick me up and put me on their shoulders, and they treat me like I'm kind of like a
child?
An object. No,
like an object, like a trophy or something. Oh. And I bear it, you know. I go, yeah, pick me up. Yeah, squeeze my ass when we're taking a photo. Like, dudes will, like, just, as a joke, grab my ass, you know. Yeah. you know? And I don't say anything. I just kind of go, that was a good one.
You endure sexual harassment on a day-to-day basis? Yeah, yeah.
But then watching Carrie Fisher do it, like, you know, needing to do it to pay money. Rent. Like, that, you know, doing the road for me, you know, I'm out doing shows. Sometimes, like, Saturday was great, but Friday, there was, like, one show was, like, 80 people. I was bad.
Really?
In front of, in a 400 seat venue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm out there, like, really trying, you know, to get them to like me and to, I want to put on a good show. But it's hard, you know. Mm-hmm. But then watching Carrie Fisher grind it out made me go, oh, everyone kind of has to do it.
Everyone hustles in their own
hustle,
way.
Hustle, yeah. It's yeah. hustling. Yeah, and I don't feel bad about it. I like it now. Mm. I just, you know, when you see it, I like seeing it, and I just, you know, it was a really good documentary, you know, it was cute. It made me sad that they died a day apart. She couldn't live without him. And then the son now is like, oh, everyone's gone now.
What is he doing?
I won't say it.
What?
If that were me, I would, if I lost my mom and sister and I was in my, let's say, like 60s and I didn't have children or anything like that, yeah. I would take a shit ton of barbiturates and peace out.
Oh, yeah, but he.
But he has.
He has a wife.
Yeah, he has a family. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
A kid.
He also gets everything.
Oh, he's
because,
rich.
Like, Debbie Reynolds has, like, I don't know if you know this, but she collected and bought over the last 50 years memorabilia.
Mm.
Like, she sold. She had, you know, that infamous. What's the blonde lady with the fucking.
Marilyn Monroe.
That's her name. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of her?
With Kennedy.
Marilyn Monroe's dress. You know how she's on the subway and that she had that dress.
Yeah.
And she sold it for like $6 million or something.
Whoa.
Yeah, but she collected it over the years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She would like go to like Sinatra's house. Could I have your tuxedo? It's like, damn. Why?
It's gonna sell it in 50 years.
She's you hustling. I mean? She's a hustler.
She was always like, no, she didn't want old Hollywood to disappear. Oh. Anyway. That's that. And
wait,
then,
do you have memorabilia here that's worth more than, let's say, $500,000?
That's the memorabilia right here, that naked photo of me right there.
$600,000.
That's the only one of it exists.
Yeah.
Oh.
Look at that Kim Jong-un right there.
That's the only
one. That's $20 yet. If I auction it, I might get $30 for that.
More.
Yeah. But I have to go to Dallas, too. I hope anyone that lives in Dallas or in the Texas area, I'm going to need help. I've never asked that before. But this is going to be a tough one.
Do you never draw well in Addison?
I eat it every time when I'm there.
What is the reason?
What is the reason? I don't like your tone, bro.
What is the reason?
No, don't do that. Why? Because you're now in the cusp.
Did I say that? I did not say that. How dare you? I did not say that.
You did a good showcase for your network thing. And now you're on the cusp of fucking something great. And you look at me and you go, why do you say that? With your fucking tone,
dude. I'm shocked.
No.
I'm sure I've been to your Irvine show. I've been to your Irvine show.
Everyone in this room right now breaks my fucking heart.
None of you guys even went to fucking support Gilbert but me.
Thank you, Kalila.
I was in San Antonio.
Yeah, okay. But he also had shows on Tuesdays and Wednesday and Thursday before you left. You didn't go to any of them.
I did? I never knew about him.
Yes, you did. I told you every day.
I don't listen.
Jeez.
I don't listen when you say stuff. But no, you know what? You know what it is though, babe?
Do you know how amazing Gilbert was that night?
Thank you, Kyla.
Bro,
he was spectacular that night.
You're preaching to the choir right now.
I'm just saying, you're my Hollywood dad. And
yeah.
No, let me say this.
I was like a proud mommy next to your mommy.
Let me say this. I swear to God that if Gilbert asked me personally, I would have gone. But he doesn't. You don't ask me.
I don't have your phone number. You won't give it to me.
What?
You call.
You don't have my phone number.
No, I do not.
Give me your phone right now.
Oh, now give me your phone number.
Now give me your phone number.
I can't. What the fuck?
Give me your phone right now.
We've been doing this for like a year and a half.
I asked him what time. Can I text Bobby?
Give me your phone.
Yeah, it won't do you any good, Gilbert. It won't do you any good. You're just you will text into a void is what. Texting Bobby is like texting into a void.
You have my number.
No, I don't, bro.
Let's see.
I asked you one time, I was like, hey, so I can text you. No, no, no. He goes,
let's see.
You think I'm going to give you my phone number? I'm Bobby Lee. Who are you?
No,
I didn't do that.
That
was fucking 2 months in when I asked you, bro.
Oh, you don't? I don't have, you don't have my number.
You gave George your number.
Wait, you texted me before.
No, it's George.
Well, you have my number now.
He thinks when you text him that it's Gilbert.
It's because you don't have my number saved.
No, he doesn't save your
All
number.
All right, can I just say this right now?
I'm not.
I'm going to throw this out there. No, you know what? I'm getting attacked. That's fine. But I want to say this. I had a conversation, several conversations, with Chris D'Elia. And I showed up at the Comedy Store, and he looked at me and goes, yeah, I'm not talking to you. I go, why? You don't call people back. You don't text people back. Mm. You don't respond to people. I go, I don't respond to anybody. And he goes, yeah, but that's not right. I go, yeah, to me it is. Fine. If you're saying, hey, I found out I have AIDS, I'll respond. I swear to God.
I'm okay with that.
I'd be like, oh, no. You know what I mean?
I got to go.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, you should have just, you know, not done that.
Don't do that anymore.
Don't do it anymore.
Well,
you know
I
mean?
Got a barrage of text messages late last night.
Yeah,
didn't
and
I?
Was, and I was, not only was I, I'm, before she gets into that, I need to do a precursor to that.
Got it, got it.
And go, sometimes I need backup, and sometimes I need follow through, and sometimes I need an army behind me to defend me, because sometimes I'm in dire straits. Okay, and you know, I go out there, you know, and I do shows for the company.
This is the company.
Yeah, and I go to Dallas for the company, right? Because I'm gonna say this right now, I'm feeling a little resentful because you know, I've done Opie, you know, and I've plugged it on every radio station, Tiger Belly. I've done probably 16, 17, 18 podcasts, from Joey Diaz to the other Mexican to like other
Wait,
ones.
Who's the other Mexican?
Felipe
Esparza to, you know, and I plug and I plug and I plug. I've done morning TV. Hey, check out my podcast, Tiger Belly. I've done it everywhere. What the fuck? Fuck! Have you done?
Who's that to?
Everyone in this room. I'm plugging it. So if I'm in a dire situation and my back is up against the wall and I need some fucking help because I'm a human being, right? Can you please help me?
So that's the precursor.
So go ahead, babe.
So, I can't wait to hear what this is.
Go
that
ahead,
was
babe.
The precursor.
Go ahead, babe. Go ahead, babe.
Well,
she pulled out the text.
For once in my life, I was actually able to fall asleep at a reasonable hour, which was right at 11:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. yesterday. I think I ate too many oysters.
Ooh.
And then it fucking put me out for some
Unacceptable.
Reason.
Unacceptable. Oysters.
Unacceptable.
Thank God I woke up at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. My eyes somehow opened to check my phone.
Yeah.
And I wake up to like 22 missed calls.
She was fucking Bryce or something. That's because I texted her and called her like for 3 hours. And for a pops in my head, I'm like, is she fucking Bryce?
Why did Bryce?
Why
was it Bryce?
I don't know why, but there's something about Bryce.
All these celebrities.
When he sits in back of me right here, and I sometimes look at him and he gives like Kalila a look, I go, I'm on to you, Bryce.
Bryce?
Why poor Bryce?
You and your teeth.
George's nephew.
Yeah,
oh,
go ahead.
Okay, so I wake up to all that. And then I look at my phone and it says, baby, I need you. 5 minutes later, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
Another time, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally he says, well, I think my flight is canceled and I need to figure out when and how I can get home. I'm getting picked up at my hotel in an hour and I'm going straight to the airport to try to figure it out. Okay.
Okay. Doesn't
and
sound bad.
What did I reply? Okay.
At this point, does it sound bad to you?
What did I reply with, Gilbert?
Okay, she screen captured all the copies of a new flight.
Yes, I booked him a flight and I sent it to him. That was my reply. Mm. Spoke to him on the phone, said, hey, got you another ticket.
Already lying. Can I just
No, hold on. You can speak after I speak. This is my account of what happened.
Okay.
I called him and I said, I got you another ticket for the exact same time, 7:00, but with a different airline. It's a direct flight to LA and I'll see you when you get here. I thought that, hey, I'm being efficient. I didn't.
So already,
right?
It's not true, but
I bought you another flight.
That's not that.
He calls me bitching.
Yeah.
Is it first class?
No. Stop, stop.
I need a first class ticket.
Stop. Okay. This is what happened.
Okay.
Okay. She calls me. I get on the phone. I go, need help. She goes, okay. And I go, also, can you get me first class?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then she goes, okay, I'll try. She calls back, right? And then she goes, yeah, there is only one first class. It's $1,500.
For a one-way ticket. For a three-hour flight.
For a three-hour flight, right? Mm-hmm.
Do you think I'm fucking crazy enough to buy that ticket?
And I said, get it.
And I said?
She said, are you crazy? I go, no, because can I say something?
Yeah.
Don't even give away how much you made this month.
I'm not going to say that.
He screamed, I made this much in January. What do you think? $1,500 is nothing. And I'm sorry, I can't do it. I cannot do it.
I know, but it's fucking my money.
But let me tell you. So what did I say? Why don't you get on your phone and book your own motherfucking flight?
I don't know how to do it.
He doesn't know how to do it.
That's why.
What? I don't know how.
The man doesn't know how to book a flight.
It's like this. It's like, you know, I was watching that movie Dark 30.
Yeah, but you know, Afghanistan?
Osama bin Laden. Yeah, and it's like, what? It's like, go on, get Osama bin Laden. I don't know where to start.
Oh,
that's what it is. Imagine that.
And the whole morning. I mean, he's like, you better
not
sleep.
So then, check this out. So she goes, I got you another ticket. Right, it was $400. What is it? Did you get the $1,500 first class one? She's like, no. She was making some sort of lie. Like,
I wasn't making a lie.
Yeah, you were.
No.
I'll tell you how I know she lied. Because she goes, yeah, but it's confused because I went online. They wouldn't let her, right? They wouldn't let me. And then I talked to the guy, and he's like, no, you just have to show up and do it. So I go, okay. So I show up to the airport, and I have no fucking seat.
Yeah, but your ticket.
It says, go to the gate.
See an agent. Oh, yeah,
yeah. So I go to the agent at the gate.
Common thing that happens.
And she's so rude, by the way.
What airline?
United.
United. Mm. And I go, hey, by the way, is that first class ticket still available? She goes, somebody already bought it online 20 minutes ago, which we were 2 hours before. So I was deceived.
And the whole morning he was just like, you betrayer, you deceive me. I can't believe you don't have my back.
Is that not betrayal?
I guess.
No, is it?
I don't know. No.
How is that not betrayal when someone lies to you? No, I said I wanted something, right? And then she gave me something else. And then she lies.
My credit card does not have $1,500, bro.
Ooh. Well, then you could have said that.
I like his.
You could have said that.
I only had enough for $400.
You could have said that. You could have said that.
But you were bitching and moaning the whole time. And he was like, you know what? Because of this, I don't have to massage your feet for a whole month.
Is he out of that?
That was a pretty good deal.
Are you out of that?
Is that a good deal?
Why? Because on short notice, I got him a ticket home?
Because I have to put this green juice on my fingers, this mint juice.
It's efficacy oil. It's just filled.
Yeah, and I think on my hands. Yeah. I got to massage your feet, and it seeps into my skin, and I get sick.
It smells nice, though.
It's like the same stuff from Aaron Brockovich that got everyone sick. Remember?
Such a specific
detail. It's the same stuff. They got everyone cancer and that thing.
He's been yelling at me all day.
No, I haven't.
All day he's been yelling. You betrayer. You're a traitor.
Yeah. You know?
The next time, you just need to know how to buy flights online.
You know what I need to do? Maybe I need to find an assistant.
Have you had one before?
No.
Oh, how dare you?
What?
How fucking dare you say that? You need an assistant? As if I haven't been your slave for 3 years? Yeah, you're right. I need an assistant.
Yeah.
Slave. I need an assistant.
Get an assistant.
This is a slavery.
Why don't you get an assistant so I can call your assistant?
That would be, you know what? You should have an assistant.
Yeah, you should help you.
I'm already Abby's assistant. I'm your manager's assistant.
Yeah.
When no one can get a hold of you, who do they call?
That,
they call me.
You got to give Abby a break, though. Because
I love Abby.
She's been dealing with my bullshit for so long. I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a psychotic person. I'm a psychotic, crazy person, okay? And I have a lot of problems. And you know what? I'm man enough to admit it. I'll tell you my character defects. I'm a liar. I've already said it.
True mark of a narcissist.
I'm a deceiver.
True mark of a narcissist. What? They'll name all their character defects, but never ever even attempt to change them.
I know, but you know what?
But they make it like they make it seem like, oh, see, I know what's wrong with me. So people are like, oh, at least they're honest and they admit to their faults, but they never want to change their faults.
Oh, yeah.
You can't build a house on sand.
What?
You can't. You can't build a house on sand, okay? You need a foundation. And I've built the foundation. And I'm trying to build a house, okay? So that's that. All right, I'm a narcissist too, all right?
Two? Who's the other one in the room?
That.
So stupid.
I love that. I love him.
No, your manager, Abby, and I have a great relationship. We work very well together, and I love her.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe I am crazy, and maybe I need therapy, I guess.
Maybe.
I need deep therapy.
I go to therapy. I think it's not anything to be ashamed of.
But also just anyone listening to me right now, Tiger Belly fans, and if you've ever had a physical encounter with me, seriously, there's a connection, right? So I don't think that these people think that I'm psychotic or narcissistic or all these things.
No, only the one that lives with you.
I know, but that's but that's like a badge of honor.
I think generally people it's really like you when they meet you.
Yeah, but it's like this. It's like if we were Rome, right? And you were the head of the army and you have a couple of slashes and bruises, I'm still going to get you, you know. You're still a part of the, you know, you're not the common rabble. You know?
I don't know. I want to explain this metaphor.
I'm confused.
Who are you in Rome?
Who are you in Rome first?
I'm the emperor.
Okay, so emperor. She's the emperor army.
Lee.
She's the head of the army.
Well, no, you're my queen.
Oh, queen.
Right? And you're going to get, like, I'm going to, as the king, I'm going to go to a regular peasant and go, these are my problems. You need to help me. I'm going to go to the queen.
The council.
The council, right? And go, these are my problems. And the queen's going to be like, yeah, he's always complaining. And, like, I get so much, you know, and it's like, what, bitch? You're the queen.
That's when you call Littlefinger.
Queen's got some problems too, you know?
I know. But you have family.
And King
that's
has no ears for her problems.
I know, but you have
your
mom.
He just has a whole lot of mouth for my problems.
You have that Asian friend that you have?
Jessica? I do. Beautiful I have one. A great support system.
Yeah, the beautiful one?
My friends are awesome.
Yeah. When's the last time? George, I look at you and I just feel so bad. When's the last time you got some pussy?
Wait, that's
honest. Yeah, I mean, I look at you every fucking... don't
Saturday.
Lie.
Oh, Saturday.
Tinder hookup? Well, previously, yes, but it was a third date.
Repeat
third
customer.
Yeah.
Repeat.
Is she a Tiger Belly fan? Do you ever hook up with Tiger Belly fans?
That's
or
your
no?
first thing on Broadway.
I feel like yes. I already know. You
I
didn't
did,
have to tell
and that
me.
Was a
good one.
Mistake?
No, that was
no,
you,
no.
Oh, the one where you jizzed in your own eye. Is that one?
No. I hooked up with a Tiger Belly fan, and then the whole Jessica story came out, and that stopped. So
I already know who.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I.
I already know.
Wait.
So you?
No. Look at me.
Was
right now.
Was she or was she not at the recording?
No.
Okay.
Look at me right now. No. So what you're trying to basically say to me right now, okay? This is serious business.
Yes, sir.
What you and I have right now is serious fucking business. What you're saying to me right now is that I cock blocked you.
From Jessica or no, from the girl?
No, stop.
The girl.
No, stop.
Look I at got right double cock blocked all at once.
I did a double cock block.
Yeah.
Why would she stop talking to you?
Tell me about the double cock block. How did I do it?
What do you mean?
Well, tell me exactly what the situation is because I'm kind of lost.
How did Bobby cock block
you?
If you say he cock blocked you
twice.
Double.
Yeah, I want to know how that transpired.
The first one was Jessica. That's the first cock block.
That's not cock blocking.
Savior.
So that's the one. That's the one cock block. So
okay.
Aside from that.
Okay.
So I admit that I like Jessica on the podcast.
That was never
going
to work because
and
you're never going to work.
I bare my soul.
Yeah,
I look like a complete loser. And then the Tiger Belly fan.
You were at that time a complete loser.
The Tiger Belly fan.
Yeah, you fucked that up.
The girl who listens to the podcast.
Oh, so the other girl listened to it?
Oh, this guy isn't the man he pretended to be now.
Yeah, you cock block yourself, friend.
How did he turn this on you?
You did a double cock block. Because
well,
you
okay. Let me put this out.
Yeah.
Let me just clear the air for you. Girl who dumped George because of the Jessica story, him and Jessica never even so much as kissed. Never even so
no,
much
no, 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 no.
As
I
when
know.
We just stopped texting. Oh, I thought okay. I was going to get yeah, with Jessica, yeah. so I didn't yeah, want to like text her and like.
Oh, so you just
so you cuck blocked yourself, bro.
Wait, you, yeah.
you stopped texting her because you thought that Jessica was going to eventually
How
acquiesce.
How dare you? You fucking, you know what, dude? See what white people do?
Whoa, you just revealed that you just stopped texting yourself.
See what white people do?
I'm learning, Bobby.
They spin. They spin and they do their little webs of the fucking white deceit. And they try to fucking get me like feeling bad about myself and my behavior when he did it himself. Apologize to me right now.
Whoa. Right now. Hell no.
Oh.
What? What?
The spin doctor's going to make me apologize?
Look at me right now.
The spin doctor.
Apologize for your deceit.
For what deceit?
Because you accused me of being a cock blocker when you cock blocked yourself twice. So apologize for that at least.
I'm not going to apologize that I got cock blocked.
Apologize?
Cockagize.
Oh, you're going to yeah, yeah. correct look at me now.
Look,
God
look,
damn
look,
it.
Look at me right now.
Yes, sir. Apologize.
You have to, George, or else we're never going to move on.
I'm sorry, Emperor.
What?
I'm sorry, Emperor. There we go.
I love how it was Bobby cock-blocked you twice to you apologizing to him for cock-blocking yourself. Wow, this guy is the best.
I had dreams last night of white people.
I know. But this doesn't count, though, because I'm not threatened by this fucking guy.
You should be.
Bryce? Why? Again?
No, it's not Bryce. It's a masculine version of Bryce.
Oysters are aphrodisiacs, right?
Yes,
that's why I had sex dreams all night. That's why.
Yeah, and who was it?
I need to
tell me who it was.
Oh yeah, me and Anderson Cooper were just totally just.
Yeah.
A gay man.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had the same dream, but with Kathy Griffin.
But she's straight.
I know. I'm kidding.
No, but Anderson Cooper, like I've always had a deep crush on him. I would get like gender reassignment surgery to have sex with Anderson Cooper.
That's strong.
Yeah, I love Anderson Cooper. I would suck the shit out of his limp dick. I love Anderson Cooper.
You know what? I would probably suck Rachel Maddow's pussy.
What do you have to suck it?
There's a lot of liquid in there.
Liquid.
So I'd go,
she's hot.
It's a long clit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she's a bright lady.
Yeah, she's
very
really
attractive.
Bright. I really like her a lot. But but she's too left, right? A little too left for me.
To suck her pussy?
No, just in general.
Oh.
Yeah. What'd you ask me?
Nothing. What? Someone told me, I don't know if this is real or not, but someone told me that, you know how they have professional cuddlers?
Mm-hmm.
That apparently true. They have like professional dry humpers. And I really want to try, but I don't want you to be angry.
If you can get, let's stop. You can get a professional dry hump.
Yeah.
If number one,
yeah.
I'm there. I have to be there.
It's going to ruin my experience to look at your face.
No.
God, that's so mean.
The point is the escape of looking at someone else other
than
you.
Okay, stop that. Right, forget that then. I get to pick the guy.
No, fuck. You're going to give me...
George?
Yeah, George.
You're going to give me George.
Come on, let it be George, please.
Hey, Kalilo. Kalilo, I'm ready.
George, I love you.
Okay.
I'm ready,
you know Kalilo.
George, right. I love you.
I'm sorry,
and when he does it, he doesn't even commit.
I apologize,
like, he
Bobby.
Barely does it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Let me say this right now. I'm not telling you. I'm not, this is not a lie. If George dry-humped Kalilo...
I'm
would
sorry,
probably
George.
Die from laughter.
You'd be so okay with it.
Not only, I would literally die from laughter. Like, I would go into convulsions. My eyes would go, I would like be possessed by the devil. Like, I would just be like, just constantly just vibrating, laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be, I would, from all the tears coming out of my eyes,
yeah.
I would die from like.
Wait, okay. So when people dry hump, do they get down to their underwear or is it with jeans?
I want you to go naked with this fuck.
Naked?
That's just sex at that point.
No, yeah. You can wear jeans, but I want him naked.
You have to be
so I'm fully clothed.
Yeah, yeah. You wear jeans and a little armor.
Oh, my God.
Like a chastity
like
belt?
Like a chastity belt, yeah.
Are my titties out?
I'm sorry. I know women probably find you attractive. And I love you like a brother. I do. But I just find you, so humorous to me.
Thank you.
Yeah, but not in a good way. Not in a fucking good way. I find you to be like my fucking jester, dude.
Jester.
Jester, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I enjoy you. And I'm glad that we met. I'm glad that we have a cosmic connection, you and I.
Oh, cosmic.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, you, You deserve an apology from me.
Can I get an apology, please, Bobby?
Yeah, yeah. When I first met him, I didn't like him. Okay. I really didn't.
Okay.
I was like, who's this guy? And he grew on me.
Ew.
He did. He grew on me. And I literally, at nights, pray to God, thanking God, all the gods.
All the gods, yeah.
That they put you in my life.
Aw.
Just for all the laughs.
Why are you doing this?
Not really, all the laughs that I get when I just look at your fucking face. I love it. Thank you. And I apologize. I do. What? You got a problem?
No.
And if you ever fucking look at me and go, are you going to go on that audition, right? I swear to fucking God, you could die next time.
Which one?
Okay. Why? Are you threatened? Are we gonna get an audition?
No, I'm just curious.
Are we going to have a real moment?
You are so competitive with me.
We're not in the same bracket.
Yeah, you are so fucking competitive. Last year, you did the same thing, dude.
Okay, you fucking booked it.
I mean, this piece of shit, dude. We're not... Listen, I want you to make it. You're going to make it, all right? But don't be competitive with me.
Okay.
Can I just touch your butt, please?
Yeah, you can touch it.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay?
It belongs to
you. But I want to say this, all right? Of course I'm going to go out on that fucking audition. Okay? My response to you is always out of nervousness. You know, when I get this email, like it says NBC, all that stuff. And, you know, and I see this letter and I have to, you know, I get nervous.
But the reason I'm relaying this information to you is because your manager is out of town in Mexico.
She's in Mexico?
Abby's in Mexico.
Until Sunday. And she says, Kalila, you know, take care of everything this week. So my job was emails and say, hey, Bobby.
But that's not until next week, right?
We don't have the date set
yet. I'm not doing it this week because I leave Thursday.
Right, Bobby. What I'm saying is the only reason I didn't mean to stress you out. I just have to let you know of certain things on your schedule this week or else I'm letting her down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for you to be happy. It's not to disrupt your day.
I also want to say this. I want everyone to boycott the movie. What's that dog movie?
The dog's purpose.
Yeah,
the dog's purpose.
The dog died.
No, the dog didn't die.
The dog didn't die.
The German
switch
shepherd.
Did he switch bodies?
That's what the premise of it is.
Yeah, but a dog's purpose. Because I saw a video the other day where a dog almost drowned.
He was a German shepherd.
He just disappeared in the water, and then you're cut, and then you don't see the dog. He doesn't want to be there. And there's this other one where the handler is like hovering, like the dog over the water, like it's like a water, like a man-made like wave or something, and the dog's freaking the fuck out, and it's like, listen, man, I never even thought that I would ever be like that.
Yeah,
I used to fucking shoot kittens in the face with BB guns.
You still also eat.
You never did.
Cows that are fucking slaughtered at a rate.
Fuck cows.
It's delicious.
It's like you are kind of a little bit hypocritical.
I know. You know what? You're right. It's like saying, it's like a cannibal saying, I only eat Mexicans.
What?
Someone please make that a t-shirt.
No, it's like.
Choosing preference.
Yeah. If I met a cannibal, he should be like, I eat all people. Then I'd be like, yeah, okay. I mean, I get your point.
Yeah.
But if a cannibal's like, I only eat Mexicans and Greek people, then I'd be like, what? That's weird.
What race would you think would taste the best?
Greek people.
I think Mexicans, but they would be very, very difficult to catch.
Well, what?
You walk into a Mexican's apartment and there's 50 of them in there.
I don't think the
and
point.
And then you have to pretend you're part of the fiesta. You go bum, 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 and you start dancing.
And then you lasso them?
Not only that, it's like if you're following a Mexican, they're better at topography and like, right? Like,
you know what?
They know where the ditches, you know, they know where to
that's
go.
That's true. I've never met a Mexican, thin or fat, young or old, that couldn't book it or run really fast.
Yeah, they move.
Dude, they're athletic.
I don't want to be stereotypical,
fuck.
But they know about it. They know the valleys. They know the, like, you know.
I just think they're athletic. Like, I think they're genetically fucking fast on their feet.
But as a cannibal, I think I would probably eat
Samoans, right?
Meat. Yes, marbled meat.
Marbled?
No, that would be difficult, too.
They're just huge.
I mean, you'd have to fucking have whale, you know, spears and stuff to get them down.
A team of people.
Like, you need a
crew. Like a harpoon?
You need a harpoon and a crew.
You don't need any of that.
Yeah, you do. You need a boat to even get to the Samoa.
Oh, you would need a boat?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're just
you have Samoans in Long Beach, Bobby.
Oh, there are?
Plenty.
Yeah, yeah. But probably, you know what? I would probably do white.
You'd eat white people?
There are more of them.
No, I'm talking about
in
just
America.
Strictly the flavor of this of the meat.
Oh,
that's all I'm talking about.
No. Bobby's going in depth about capturing.
No, no,
yeah, who cares about whether or not you
think,
can capture
I think,
them?
I still think white people, not poor white people,
hipster,
not even hipster, but like white people that have like made money and they eat good, you know,
organic meat.
Yeah, I think white people would be the cleanest meat.
So I'm gonna hunt
them at Whole Foods.
What?
Hunt them at Whole Foods.
Yeah, right, 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 right. We go Whole to Whole Foods. Yeah, 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 yeah.
No, I don't think. I think you're wrong.
Who would you eat?
I'd probably eat provincial Filipinos because their food is naturally organic because they don't have like money to inject and give their chicken hormones and they don't have enough. Their diet is very based on very basic vegetable stews and then chicken and then fish. Some lechon sometimes, but the really, really poor ones have a very basic clean diet that's not really, it's like unadulterated. It's like unfucked.
But I would also only eat dudes.
Why dudes?
But they would catch on to me because, you know, like the police would find just the dick.
Dicks left.
And the butthole.
But why is that the reason why you don't eat dudes?
What? I do. I would eat dudes.
Why not women?
Because dudes are bigger.
Oh.
Right, there's more to it, right? And I just, you know, there's also rape attached. Like, it's just rapey when you're killing a woman.
Oh, that's true.
They're screaming. They're scratching.
It's a guy. It's good.
For the guy, okay. But they would know. But they would know, you know, because they have testicles and a dick and just the butthole just there.
Yeah.
I would eat everything else around it, though.
Man, that Bobby never eats the butthole. Yeah, leaves that butthole to waste.
Yeah. You would eat the dick.
You're supposed to utilize the whole animal.
You would eat the dick.
The dick? Would I eat a long piece of tenderloin? It's basically a pork tenderloin.
All right. Yeah.
That's your
what
thing.
Do they call it? Lung shell?
What? What is that?
It's like cow dick. In the Philippines, we eat it. What the fuck is it called?
Of course,
you're the only one that eats
cow. Of course,
cow
you
dick.
Eat it.
What the fuck is it called?
Come on, guys. It's a lung shell.
Yeah, I think it's called lung shell.
Stewed lung shell.
Lung.
Cow dick. Cebu,
George already eats people. I can tell.
There's a taboo.
It is lung shell. Bull testicle. Oh, it's the itlog dia. It's the
in
bull,
Singapore.
I
hope we talk about this in Singapore. That a restaurant that only serves animal dick and stuff.
That's all they serve.
Why is that such like an you know
but
an
that's
exotic
all, but that's
food?
All
it's
they
part
serve.
Of the animal. I would be more freaked out if someone's like, "Hey, here's some like pig nails, like than actual like fingernails
no,
of pig." I'd be like, "Oh,
dick.
That's gross."
I don't eat the dick.
Why? It's just
but imagine if you're like, if your boss, like your boss is like, that's where we're going to go to eat. So you have to order, right?
Why not?
So that I would order the smallest mammal.
Oh, the mouse?
No, or no, like the pygmy possum, which is like one of the smallest, right? But then I always imagine like, but then it comes to your table and it's like cereal, like a thousand of them.
Oh, I see. So it's not like one
right?
piece.
You think you're only getting one little piece, but it's like cereal and then you have to pour milk in it.
Oh my god.
Right? And then you're like, oh, I fucked up. I should have just got the donkey.
The one giant donkey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A cereal pick me.
Yeah. And then like you're chewing on it and it doesn't break apart. It's like rubber bands. Right?
Oh,
so it doesn't ever break
man.
Apart. You're like, so you just swallow it whole.
I actually changed my mind. Oh, I know
man.
Who I'm gonna eat. Like homegrown Texan.
Who?
Homegrown Texan with a little bit of meat on their bones. That's who I would eat. That seems like good hard, like it would last me a long time kind of meat and I could like turn some into beef jerky and then the others I could eat now.
What celebrity would you eat?
Let me see.
Yum.
Who looks delicious
my
to
favorite
you?
Topic cannibalism.
Bobby yeah, has a topic. I can tell the way.
No, I'm just
delicious?
thinking who looks delicious.
Iggy Azalea.
Who?
Iggy Azalea.
Who's that?
A dirty rapper?
But just her
yeah.
her butt part.
Yeah.
But
the
I don't
part.
Even know if that's naturally
not
her butt though
real.
Yeah,
you know. Because I don't want silicone or yeah. injections in my mouth. I want like real meat.
An athlete,
I think
for sure.
No. You don't want too much like lean meat, or else it'd be like eating venison.
Never mind.
Like you want something marbled a little bit.
I would eat
him. I think his belly, right for the belly.
Not me. Don't eat me.
Pick someone else.
Probably when Chris Pratt was heavier.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a nice meaty
when
man.
When he was heavier,
yeah,
he looked good. Yeah, I love him.
He's good.
I don't think you can ever be friends anymore. You...
Why?
What if he hears this?
Yeah.
It's so funny because I've been to Chris Pratt's house.
You have?
Yeah, because.
Wait, what's the story?
Yeah, because I'll tell you why. Because Bethany Dwyer is a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Her best friend is Anna Faris,
his wife.
Also, Anna Faris had done a couple of Matt TVs,
And I did The Dictator with her. So I know her. Like, if I saw Anna, it would be very nice. She's so nice. So I've been to her house, but Chris Pratt wasn't there. Right? And also Anna Faris wasn't there. I think Bethany was a house sitting, but I've been to his house.
Very cool, Bobby. Very cool. Creepy.
You know what? Fuck you.
Were you looking at the family photos? Like,
no, I mean, I like being in people's house. I've been in Vince Vaughn's house.
You're like friends with him.
That was at the time. Yeah, and then I've been in Pauly Shore's houses, different houses. I like people's houses. Eric Stone Street has a nice house.
Ooh.
Where are we at time? Probably not
50 hour.
50 hour?
No, 50 minutes.
We're at 50 minutes? Question, when do we usually go?
50.
To 50?
Oh, my scalp's so itchy.
We can set it on the dot.
I set it on the dot?
Yep, 50, 47.
Why, are you running out of things to say, sir?
No,
like it?
He kind of gets it.
What?
You kind of got you got it on 50.
No, I have 3 hours of sleep. I was like kind of dreading doing this one because I was kind of like, I'm just delirious. And then Kalila and I had a little thing before.
It's okay. We ended up talking about cannibalism, which is
but,
fine.
Yeah, but you and I had a little thing before.
What thing? Because you've been yelling at me all fucking day. I know,
can you do me one last favor for the rest of the day?
That's a whole 24. It's rape.
Just the last thing. And tomorrow I won't ask her ever anything.
Ooh, it is.
That's impossible, but okay.
I'm hungry.
Pizza.
What do you want to eat?
I already ate pizza today, so it's got to be something different.
Wow, you wait till midnight to ask me to get you some food.
Is there do Korean restaurants deliver?
Probably. I could probably find something for
like
you.
Like what?
Or I'll go pick it up for you, I guess, Your Highness.
No, you won't. No, you won't. What's the question?
On Half of Life.
Oh, shit. Who should we get next week?
Steven.
No, we're waiting.
Why?
For what? He's ready to do it.
He's not ready to do it. He has my number.
Yeah, but Steve, you never asked
him.
I did ask him. You going
to
see the text?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
You asked him on the day that you saw him, but not again.
Yeah, I know, but I did ask him.
Yeah.
And you have to do my podcast. He said, I'll do it. But then after that, I'm too afraid to ask.
Oh, well.
But how about this? I'll make you a deal. There's a couple of people that I want to get on before.
Okay.
So I want to get Andrew Santino on.
He's been asked for a lot. A lot of the comments want him.
Yeah, I love Andrew Santino. And also he's plugging his show. So that'd be good. And then there was another name that I wanted to get before.
I know, I remember.
Who?
You said that we were going to have Steve-O on.
Steve-O get. Yeah. So Steve-O, right? Okay. And then how do you guys feel about Tom Green?
Yeah,
he's cool. Yeah,
I love Tom. I mean, there's a bunch of guys, you know what I mean? So we will get Steve Yoon, right? But, you know, I'm just going to wait for a sec. I know you guys have been on my case about it, but you have to understand that I'm, he's a pretty big star, and I don't want to. I don't want to feel intrusive.
Are you weird about him coming to your home?
No, I don't feel weird about that at all. Stone Street would do it too. Oh, I asked him. Eric. I asked Stone Street. Stone Street will do it. So we'll work on all of them, and
but we also we never want to get to a point where we're relying on guests.
That's what I'm saying.
You and I should always be able to.
Who was our last week? The black guy.
Ian Edwards,
right?
Yeah.
You mad at that? I said that?
No, why?
Okay. Clella, why are you so upset?
She gets weird when I are like seemingly racist. Like, yeah, but I'm not. I love all people. But my point is that this is a good one. You know, how does Steve's do? My brother has a podcast. You guys try to prototype? What?
Our biggest one yet?
No, no. How is Steve's podcast? Steve Lee.
Steve's podcast?
Solo one.
Yes, the solo one.
It's going great. It's really different. Very weird. I love
that's
it.
But he's doing his own?
Yeah.
By himself?
Yeah.
And he talks for how long?
It's a half an hour.
Yeah.
Perfect.
A lot of music. Does he talk about? He sings a lot?
Yeah.
It's a visual podcast.
It's very visual. It's not just an audio podcast. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's just his own,
which
is perfect.
So we piloted it last week. We're going to shoot again tomorrow.
Cool.
And we're going to release it once it's ready.
That's great. Wow. That's great. So Steve, my brother's doing it. And
he's going to get back on here to promote it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You fucking better, that piece of shit.
What do you mean?
Go ahead.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila.
Hi, guys. My name's Romney. And I want to ask you guys, especially Bobby, whether you think this was molestation or was I just gay? When I was 10, my cousin, who was 14, forced me to suck his dick and then later penetrated my asshole. This happened a couple times in a row. Now, and I'm now 19, and has never been in any, and I've never been in any relationship because it has fucked me up mentally, and I can't stop thinking about it. Mm. I'm afraid of getting a girlfriend now because I feel she'd judge me. How do I deal with my fucked up life?
No,
thanks.
It's not. It's just being 19. Okay, this is just my opinion. Is some people win genetic lotteries. Mm-hmm. Okay. And those people in high school that are like the hot guy or the popular guy or the jock, later in life, they don't get pussy. Okay? They don't, generally.
I think his question was, did just he listen. Get molested?
No, no, I'm gonna address that, babe. I'm gonna address that.
I'm gonna address it,
okay? So I think him being 19 as it is without the fucking ass raping, right? People ask themselves, like, you know, I feel I'm not confident. I was like that. I was unfuckable. I couldn't do it. I felt like because, you know, I had some gay shit in my past because I was molested and all that kind of stuff, that it's probably that. It wasn't that. It was that I needed to find the confidence to go for the women that I wanted. Because the level of women that was presented to me at 19 just wasn't good enough. And I know that maybe I wasn't physically, like, you know, there, you know. But in my mind, Papa deserves the best, right? So what I'm saying is that, yes, it did probably affect you, right? It is a fucked up thing that happened. But let me tell you this right now. That's happened to so many dudes through the history of time. Family members doing gay shit, family members doing, you know, when you're growing up, doing stuff, or you're doing stuff with your friends that are like weirdly sexual. You know how people play doctor and stuff, kids and stuff. Mm-hmm.
But also, let's be clear, what he did to you was absolutely wrong.
Wrong.
Oh, conflicting wrong. Answers.
No, you're right. I was going to say wrong.
Okay.
It was absolutely wrong. He's a 10-year-old child, probably overpowered by a bigger guy. But also, like, your concern about being open with women or being open with a girl about your experience might be a little bit just out of your pure fear. This shit right
now, sorry. Oh, by just the way, Bobby's been holding his poop this whole podcast.
Yeah. I think that you should give girls a lot more credit for being understanding people. I think that when I was even, I put myself back to being, let's say, 17, 18, and I meet a guy, and if he were to tell me, hey, like, I was molested at the age of 10, my cousin did this, I wouldn't think of him any differently. I wouldn't, it's just, that's just, that kind of shit just happens. That wasn't your fault. You didn't have control over the situation, and I think you need to give women and girls more credit. I think that she'd be completely understanding of it. And I don't think that she wouldn't want to fuck you because of it. You know, like, it just seems unlikely that she would use that as a reason to not have sex with you. I mean, I'm having sex with someone who's voluntarily sucked multiple male dicks.
Voluntarily.
And if it doesn't matter to me, I think that it's not, what happened to you isn't going to matter to majority of women. Yeah. And if it matters to her, she's a fucking dipshit and you should just move on to somebody else.
I'm just not the right person for you.
Yeah.
Also, don't make that your first thing you say, though.
Yeah, I mean, don't open with, hey, I've been ass raped.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, this is also, it's none of her business what happened to you at the age of 10. If you choose to never disclose that, that's also your, you know, that's also your right. But if it's something you feel the need to disclose because it's affecting you and it explains a lot of, like, the way you are, then yeah, disclose it. But I don't think it's going to push women away.
Any shows for Bobby?
I haven't played Destiny in 3 weeks.
That was a very quick shit. Did you wipe?
No. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. I haven't played Destiny. 4 weeks, right?
Yeah, about a month now.
About a month now.
Good.
So that's good. That's growth. And I have shows in Dallas this week at the Addison Improv. Please come. Please. I need it.
Yeah.
And then I'm in...
San Jose, February 10th through 12th.
Oh, my God.
Why? You love it there.
I love Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman's the best.
But my ticket number's there. I used to sell that fucker out. It just hasn't been the same.
It's a big theater, too.
I know. I used to sell that motherfucker out, but now it's not been the same. But I compare my numbers to Joe Coy's, really, to be honest with you. He does so well because he's good at publicizing. Yeah. He does a thing where he has an amassed email list. Well, you know, it's from Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy. He started a thing years ago. It's kind of genius where you take a photo. You know how people want to take photos, but you do it with your own camera. So then they go to some sort of website or Facebook or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They take the photo, but then you get an email exchange, and you know?
It's just an email list.
I know, but
it's a forced email list.
It's a forced email list. Smart. But like, and then they go in the town, they amass over the years, what, like hundreds of thousands of emails per city.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden they're selling out every show. Me, I don't do nothing.
iPhone.
You know? But
you don't, because you also don't want to. I think there's a part of you that wants to be a little more elusive. You don't want to be too mainstream.
There is a little bit of that. You're right. I think there is a little bit of me just kind of going, you know, I like kind of just showing up and being weird. And I purposely weird. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just walk up to a waiter and go, bangayapo, and then just walk away. And they go, what the fuck? You know? And then I like, I you know, also, and I'm not going to pat myself on the back, but I've always been good to local comedians. And I'm going to tell you a story. I'm not going to name the guy, okay? But my host, okay, this kid named Josh, he always hosts for me in San Antonio. He requested another comic who I'm friends with, who's as probably bigger than me. And when he picked him up from the airport, he goes, hey, dude, I'm also emceeing your show. And the guy goes, no, you're not. He goes, why? Because I don't want you on the show. And so then Josh dropped him off at the hotel and then walked away all sad. Oh. And when I hear comedians treating other younger comedians that way, it fucking drives me crazy. Because the thing is this. And it's been like this through the history of fucking time, okay? Is that these comedians, like I told you about Judd Apatow and Jeff Garlin in Addison in 19... The club I'm playing this weekend, there is a file cabinet in the office. And it says old lineups. They have lineups from the 80s. And like, just in this file. And I opened up just one random one, 1990... Because that was the year I graduated from high school. And I saw Diane Ford headlining. Nobody knows who the fuck she is. But Jeff Garlin from Curb Your Enthusiasm was featuring. Judd Apatow was emceeing. Mm. Okay? Whoa. Let me tell you this right now. Okay? I don't know what Diane Ford... But Diane Ford, probably a nice lady. But if she wasn't, and she wasn't nice to Jeff Garlin and Judd Apatow back then, do you think that they would ever help her when she needs it?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Right? That's why, like, kids like Jack Knight, I know, is going to be a big star. Hands down.
Yeah.
A lot of these kids, you never know. So, you know, my thing is, just be nice to everybody. Be supportive if they have advice. And there is something about, there was this little Asian kid in San Antonio. He was like, he was small. He reminded me of Pikachu from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there. I took him to a diner, like a bunch of comics. And he's in and out of comedy. Like, he doesn't know, you know. But, you know, he's asking me questions. I give him direct answers. And it's like, you're being at service.
It doesn't cost you anything to be nice to these younger guys. It really doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah. And a lot of these headliners, they treat them like shit. The things I hear, I don't know why they do that. And I kind of, you know, and when Josh told me that, this OMC, I said, I'm going to call him right now. He's like, please don't. I was in Ghana, but I wanted to. Mm. I wanted to, because he's a friend of mine. I wanted to call him and go, dude, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? You know, you're, first of all, number one, he's not that big of a star. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's not Chappelle.
Yeah.
He's my level. When you're at my level, you can't afford that, to be like that. And I was at the airport too, you know, this morning. And there was a lot of military kids, 18. And I don't know, man. they were just so kind. And I hugged them. I love hugging military kids. 18. No, I do. I do. I really I'm grateful for their service.
Okay.
Follow us on Instagram at TigerBelly, on Twitter at TheTigerBelly, or email us any questions like the folks today at TheTigerBelly@gmail.com.
No, because I didn't say K because I have anything.
Betrayal.
I need food.
Get him food. That's your payment for the betrayal.
Dude, you guys, he's been treating me like dog
baby,
shit all day.
No. Give me a
Don't forget to rate us on iTunes, please.
No, good dude, you have to do the lips.
I'm not going to kiss you back. I won't kiss you back.
Please kiss me back. I'm really vulnerable. I'm so tired. I love you so much.
I won't move my lips at all. No, you can kiss my lips, no, but I won't kiss back. Nope, right, I won't. Right. I won't do it.
This is really interesting to watch.
Did I kiss him back? No, right?
Would you say, George?
Don't forget to rate us on iTunes, please, guys. It helps a lot.
And you can check out all Bobby's shows at BobbyLeeLive.com. You can follow Kalila and all her shenanigans at CalamityK across all social media platforms. If you want to mail us anything, the address is
1626 North Wilcox Avenue, number 161, Hollywood, California, 90028.
Two eight.
Right?
We still don't. Yeah, maybe. Could be. Someone else might get it.
No, we're going to get it. I just wanted to do a quick shout out to your mom and your dad who I met.
What did my dad talk to you about?
I love your dad. I love that I can speak Bisaya to somebody.
Could you see the difference between them, though? He's very like
yeah
that. And then my mom is more like reserved.
Your dad's a showman. Your dad is like, you know, he was like telling us all the jokes that he would do in like his early stand-up. But he was so cute. Your dad's like a... But your mom's my kind of gal. She's very like direct, like no bullshit. Very, I liked her a lot.
Yeah, she was kind of starstruck to see you.
Me, she kept looking at me like, is she pretty or is she not pretty?
No, it's funny you said that because she told me I was like, mom, so did you talk to Klaus? She's like, yeah, I was looking at her first from a distance while your papa was doing his annoying thing, whatever. And then I was just watching, be like, yeah, that's the one on the screen. She was like, examining your features to see if you were to say.
No, but she couldn't.
She'd be so pissed that I'm saying this. She's like, yeah, she's pretty in real life too.
She's like, no, she said I was prettier in real life. I was like, damn it, I probably don't come off very good. I'm not photogenic.
Ma, don't say that.
No, but I loved your mom. Thank you for the t-shirts and the pastillas. They're
what
very tasty.
Was given?
Pastillas.
She gave you stuff?
Yeah.
At the fucking show?
Yeah, she got me. Oh, she got me God. Two t-shirts and
so
some
random
candy from the Philippines.
Ma, she's more Filipino than you. She doesn't need that stuff.
No, she was great. So shout out to your mom and dad. They were awesome.
And thanks for coming.
Yeah, you
George.
Were.
George.
Yeah, George, where the fuck were you?
You were an industry invite.
I've been working
all
week.
I'm kidding.
Wait, hold on. So you're working. You couldn't come Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
I'm
Friday,
kidding.
Saturday.
I'm kidding. I'm
correct.
Fine. He told me it was busy.
You missed
he
out
told me it
because
was
I know.
He was
heard,
so good.
Heard great things.
Thank you.
Jim Tucker said it was great.
Oh, who's Jim Tucker?
Oh, he's been helping out with the website.
He came to the show.
Yeah, shout out to him. Yeah, said very funny, very physical. Loved all your stuff.
Nice. Jim Tucker, thank you for coming. Anything, other announcements for us? Tiger Belly wise, we have a new website. Have we said that yet?
Yeah.
Let's wait to advertise it until we got a website.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Don't go
out
there.
Yeah. Wait.
No, we don't have a website yet.
Don't. We don't have it. Joke.
It's not thetigerbelly.com.
Reddit. Anything at Reddit going on?
Not Bobby was trending on videos, but number two.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. On the Joey Diaz podcast.
Cool.
But that'll be done trending by the time this comes out. So.
Oh, I just.
That was.
Oh, sorry,
God,
guys.
That wasn't.
Oh,
that, no,
so
that was
sorry.
Not George or me. I want you to know that was Kalila's body.
I apologize, guys.
Also, Bobby is going to be on The Fighter and the Kid this week.
And Kalila, if you guys want Kalila to get on The Fighter
Shut
and the Kid.
Shut the fuck up,
Gilbert. No, because I want to see you on there.
Yeah.
If you want Kalila on The Fighter and the Kid, you go tweet her right now and give her the support.
Let me just make this
okay,
very
fine,
clear for
fine,
you guys.
Fine.
Make very clear for you guys. I appreciate that you guys think that I'm worthy.
Yes.
But also, they are a business, right? And they are also in the business of getting, just like us, of getting views and, you know, downloads, right? Mm-hmm. Bobby Lee is the name.
Okay.
Bobby Lee deserves to go on The Fighter and the Kid because he is a name.
Mm-hmm.
And I rest my case. I am nameless and I do Tiger Belly with you guys. So I don't push that. Don't
push
that. It makes me uncomfortable.
But counter.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Okay,
when you guys
you
push
made that
it
face, I won't push it.
Yeah, okay.
You know I really want
Thanks.
You to.
Thank you for thinking that I could be on there.
Because you killed it on the, you know you killed it.
But I was a last minute replacement. It was a last minute, I guess Bobby doesn't know. At that time, Bobby hadn't like brushed up on a lot of MMA and he pushed me. He was like, but my girlfriend kind of knows. So I was like, oh shit. You know,
You weren't a Mexican. Oh shit!
No, I really had an oh shit moment. I was like, I guess.
Couldn't
you know,
tell. But okay, we won't push you.
Yeah, don't because it's kind of
but
gross.
You should do it.
But you should do it. Shut up. All right, guys, that's our show. Thanks for listening.
All right, see you guys next week. Ciao. Bye. Say bye, Kobe.
Kobe.
Kobe. Kobe.